iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
Autonomous vehicles and what the future would hold for a world where we wouldn't have to drive a vehicle. For example, maybe we wouldn't need a garage if everyone's using autonomous vehicles. At this point, really, it's all talk. You know, no one really, really knows because there's so many factors that you have to look at. On the flip side, we do see a lot of auto manufacturers spending a lot of money on autonomous vehicles.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, my friend. When you usually hear me introduce Clinton, it's usually like a vehicle review or it's an auto show or an automotive museum. And we do a lot of talking about that stuff. But then you hear in the beginning of all my podcasts that we talk about mobility. And in this case, actually, the good professor is doing a piece on mobility. And actually, it's going to be a two-part piece. So the topic is public transportation. And this is going to be a two-part piece on public transportation because the way we're getting around is changing. Now, iDrive SoCal podcast number 100, it was a little solo piece and I did it. The future of mobility, what's hype and what's real. And there's so much going on and it captures the imagination, right? I mean, from underground highways to hyperloops to flying cars to driverless cars. So the professor went to, what event did you go to?
This was the California Transit Association's 53rd annual fall conference and expo at the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center.
So the California Transit Association, so that's all about public transportation in the state of California, right?
Yes, okay. Pretty much, yeah. And they advocate transit-friendly policies, protecting and increasing funding for transit.
Who's going to this? City leaders from all the cities across California, right? As well as counties, I'm assuming?
Leaders from cities throughout the state of California and other government entities as well, including counties.
And this is where they go, and are decisions being made here, or is it more like a trade show kind of thing where they're seeing what the options are for them to invest public funds in, or what is this all about?
Well, this is an opportunity for leaders to share ideas and to see what new technologies are out there.
Okay.
Some of the new buses that are available, new technologies. I think they said there was about 800 people in attendance for the show.
Okay.
It's probably their one big event of the year.
There's a couple days, and we're going to break this into two different podcasts. And this one is about day one. We'll get to day two in the next podcast.
Yes.
But what happened in day one? What did you learn?
The first day, there was a keynote presentation by Jennifer Granholm. She was the former governor of Michigan, and she talked about autonomous vehicles.
Wait a minute. The former governor of Michigan is doing a keynote for the California Transit Association Fall Conference and Expo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, she's frequently on, I believe, both CNN and MSNBC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For those of us that don't know,
yeah.
I would be one of those of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and her name again?
Jennifer Granholm. And she talked about autonomous vehicles and what the future would hold for a world where we wouldn't have to drive a vehicle.
Okay.
A lot of people think that, well, with advanced technologies, maybe we're going to lose a lot of jobs. And she talked about, well, there could be opportunities for that as well, including maybe pop-up shops as well, where you have vehicles that drive up to other businesses or, say, to urban areas such as downtown, and they could be selling a number of different products. Yeah.
How long has it been since she was actually governor of Michigan?
I think she was governor for about 8 years, but I'm trying to remember how long it's been. It's probably been, I think, 6 or 7 years.
Okay. Yeah. Was her keynote, was it kind of pie in the sky stuff, or is this stuff that we're going to start seeing deployed in the next 36 months, 60 months?
I don't think it's going to be in the next few years, but I would think at least 5 years. But this is stuff that I've heard and seen at a number of other transportation conferences as well. Yeah, she talked about, for example, maybe we wouldn't need a garage if everyone's using autonomous vehicles.
Okay, but okay. Yeah. Do you buy that?
I find that hard to believe anytime in the near future.
This as you like to drive, yeah. I think you would pay a premium to have a car and a garage, a place to put your car. And I think a lot of other people, because here's what I'm getting at. A lot of these things, I go back to that podcast 100, not to promote it, but what is real and what's hype?
That's right? True. Yes.
I mean, even right here in Southern California, what was it? The one city leader that they wanted to recall because he implemented bike lanes in the Venice area and it caused all kinds of backup. And it's like,
oh,
hey,
you're
man,
talking about council. Bonin? Yeah, Mike Bonin.
It's like, hey, man, great intentions.
Yes.
And maybe it was good execution with the exception of informing the public that it was going to happen because they changed it back, I think. I'm not sure.
On Venice or you're talking about
both,
the other road,
right?
On Playa. There was one.
I mean,
one
it caused all kinds of backups. Like I had friends in Marina del Rey saying,
"You're talking about the road that's right along the beach. That was the one where they reverted it. Now there's another.
They changed it back.
Correct. Yes, they did do that.
They added bike lanes. Took away.
Oh well,
they took away a
vehicle lane, and then
added parking and bike lanes.
And then
people freaked out.
Yes.
And then they brought it back.
Correct. Yes.
So, and I'm digressing a little bit, but that's something that we need to get into too. But that is like, what is really real and what is really hype? You got Waymo and you know, the testing going on. Testing's going on in San Diego. Testing's going on in Arizona. Testing's going on. It's back on in the state of California up north.
Yes.
But when are we going to start seeing this deployed on?
I think that is a great question.
Did they address that at this thing?
Well, the thing is no one really, really knows. Everyone, it's at this point, really, it's all talk. You know, no one really, really knows because there's so many factors that you have to look at. For example, a lot of the cities and counties, without the proper maintenance of the roads, the proper striping, the autonomous vehicles will not work. I mean, that's a huge...
I got to stop you right there. I know we'll get right back to that.
Yeah.
But we can't even keep potholes out of LA County.
That's
much
true.
Less, I mean, we're going to be autonomously driven around by cars that are communicating with the road. We can't keep our roads in good enough shape to not ruin people's cars that are being driven by humans.
Yeah.
So
I just saw a recent video of a Tesla vehicle, and I guess it miscalculated. It thought it was an off-ramp, but it was more like an emergency pull-off.
Oh,
so the vehicle had to quickly veer back into the right lane before realizing
Was that like real somebody's dash cam or something? That
I believe somebody had a dash cam. Yes. So that is true. On the flip side, we do see a lot of auto manufacturers spending a lot of money on autonomous vehicles.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and we're going to learn more about that next week when we go to Automobility LA, which is the press event before the LA Auto Show.
So there's going to be a lot of talk about that as well, about autonomous vehicles. We have these driverless vehicles, and we'll have ride-sharing companies such as Uber and Lyft that'll take everyone from one place to another. But yeah, I think it's a great question. Is it going to be 10 years? Is it going to be 30 years? Is it going to be 100 years?
Who knows
how long it's actually going to be?
We're off topic, and that's my fault, as always. This event was about public transportation.
Yes, it's more about transit. Yes.
So let's get back on topic, because I guess, you know, we can talk about autonomous, but was there any discussion of autonomous at this conference at day one?
Well, they have all these different sessions, and that's not something that I attended.
Okay. So day one.
Well, okay. So that's the keynote session. And then for the structure of this program, they have sessions in the morning as well. So that's the session one. And then they also have a session in the afternoon. There's a couple of tours that take place in the afternoon, a water transit tour, also a tour of electric buses. So you can ride on one of the Long Beach electric buses. And then there's an expo later in the evening. So go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I got it. The professor sees me with a big question mark expression on my face. So this was public transportation conference, and it was water transit as well as ground transit.
Well, that was just something that they had as a tour.
So it was just a fun thing for you to do.
Yeah, just
as
more
an attendee.
As a fun thing to do. Yes, okay. It wasn't something that they covered, but it was something that a lot of people
participated. We want to talk about things that we can share with the iDrive SoCal audience.
Yes.
Not necessarily the fun stuff that you got to do as
I want to give people a feel of what the conference was like.
I want to give everybody a feel for how much fun I had. So what else about the actual the event that iDrive SoCal listeners are going to possibly experience in the future of their...
Well, the session I attended was Marketing Strategies for Building Ridership. So that was the first session I attended. And one of the things they talked about was really... one of the speakers was building a campaign, something that's very memorable. So one of the speakers she talked about, the slogan was set yourself free. Set yourself free from having to own a car. Set yourself free from having to deal with the high cost of parking.
So is this what we as Southern California drivers are going to be solicited messaging of local public transportation soon, that we're gonna be seeing these kind of ads to tell us to get out of our cars and get into buses and trains and anything else?
This is one campaign slogan that's being used by one particular transit agency, but one transit agencies not only in California, but I believe throughout the country are having a hard time getting more people to ride transit. There's been a steady decline in transit ridership.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, if you've read any of the articles in LA Times or on any other newspaper or publication, that's been a problem that we've been dealing with throughout California and nationwide. So that's why it's so important that transit agencies are looking for new and innovative ways to market and to get people to ride transit.
Okay, I'm going to go off topic again for a second.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of reasons you don't want to ride public transportation. But I think one of them is being amongst other people and other people's stuff. And what I mean by that is the off topic part is the idea of just renting a car on demand.
Yes.
Right? I don't own a car. The idea of not owning a car and either exclusively doing Uber or exclusively doing Lyft or using the Uber app to walk up to a car and just rent it at will and live that lifestyle. I don't think that's ever going to happen for lots of people, including families and including me, including my wife. The reason being is you think about all the stuff that you have in your car right now.
Yes.
Can you fathom like not having your car, not having all your stuff in your car and just like living a life of walking up to a car and waving an app over whatever, you know, Q code or whatever, hopping in and going? I don't see that happening. And I think that's one of the things with public transportation that some of these on-demand companies can learn from public transportation. People don't want to do that.
Yes, that's true. Especially when you have a family and you've got kids and you've got the car seat and you have all these other things with you, it just makes it almost impossible. And
right.
it's simply not convenient. Even for someone who's single, right? Let's say, for example, you're going to the gym or you're, say, going to a car show and then later at night you're going to a nicer event and you want to have a change of... You want to change your outfit.
Yeah.
Where are you going to carry that stuff? You can't carry that with you to the car show.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's why it makes it very, very difficult. I think maybe it's great for people who live in urban areas and they're going on very, very short rides. And, you know, you're going from one part of downtown and you're going to the music center for a show and that's it. But if you're like out for the day and you're living in the suburbs, that's a whole different lifestyle.
So I apologize to take you off topic. What else about this day? Let me ask you this, because this is burning. I was driving and we're recording this podcast in an undisclosed location downtown Los Angeles. I drove past, I want to say it was Little Tokyo or right around there. There was a row of the bikes that you can rent that I think the city has under contract. I forget what they're called, the Metro bikes or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's not the Lime
yes,
bikes.
They're, it's the Metro bike
bikes?
Share program. Correct.
Like almost every one of the spots was filled with a bike, meaning
yes.
Nobody's renting the darn things.
Yes.
That's part of public transit, right?
It's definitely part of public transit. And that's something that's there's another big push to get more people to ride bikes. In fact, there was an article that recently came out in the city of Pasadena. They actually discontinued that program only after a year.
Not a surprise.
It was a $1.2 million program, and they found out that there's just so few people who use it, so there was no point in continuing on with that after a 1 year test pilot program. And even in a small city such as Pasadena, where you have all these neighborhoods which are easily connected and you can ride from one to another on a bike from Old Pasadena to the Playhouse District to South Lake. That didn't work. So
part of the reason I love my cell phone
is
that it's mine.
Yeah.
And I don't ever have to touch a public payphone ever again.
Yes. And that's the same with so many other things, right?
Right? I don't want to touch the handlebars of some random bicycle. I mean,
it's interesting you mentioned that because a friend of mine said the same thing, and he mentioned, I don't think a lot of girls would want to do that just for the hygiene thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can compare it to...
And we have to be honest about this. If we're not honest about this, we're not going to get more people to ride transit. Yeah. If we don't... There's two things that we really need to talk about that no one really wants to talk about. One is safety, and the other is cleanliness.
Yeah. You know, my son is 13 months old, almost 14 months old. We just took him to Disney for the first time. Mm. And even there, like, I'm looking around. And I mean, that's Disney. So, I mean, they keep, I mean, they, what is that, $100 a day or something like that? I mean, it's we bought the season pass.
Definitely around $100 a day.
We bought the season pass, and they really get you for the season pass. But I mean, it's Disney. So, I mean, they're keeping it as clean as possible. They want to create that environment. And it's good.
Yeah.
But, interesting. But it's Disney. It's for profit. And
yes.
Go ahead.
It's interesting you brought that up because I also attended the California Transit Association's fall conference last year, which took place in Riverside. And one of the I'm trying to remember if it was the keynote speaker, if not the keynote speaker, definitely one of the main speakers for the event worked at Disney. And he was saying, well, the reason we can get so many people going to Disneyland every single day, it was either Disneyland or one of the Disney parks.
Because we sell $57 hot dogs.
Because, no, well, he said, because we actually keep the park safe and clean.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing that can be applied to transit, right? If we want to get more people to ride transit, we got to keep it safe and clean.
Yeah. Was it you telling me that somebody recently rode the bus or train or something and their day was ruined because they sat down in like, it wasn't a plastic seat, but it was like it had some kind of cloth on it.
Correct.
And there was like urine. It was like a puddle of urine.
That was in the LA Times. I read that.
Oh, was it in the LA Times?
It was in the Los Angeles Times.
I thought somebody was telling me the story as if... I didn't read it in the LA Times. Somebody was telling me the story as if...
That's where I read it. It was in the Los Angeles Times.
So were you telling me that?
Yes.
All right.
I told you, probably.
I mean...
Yeah, and the guy said after that experience, not doing it again.
Okay, So, but you hit the nail on the head. So those are the two things that we don't want to talk about. Were those things talked about? Were those issues addressed?
Yes. So they have an expo there, and one of the vendors had these new type of seats, which are much easier to keep clean. It's not cloth seats. I think it's made of some sort of plastic, so it can easily be wiped down. Now, the question is, I mean, how often does it get cleaned?
Yeah.
Because there's people going in and out constantly, right? So unless someone's cleaning it constantly, that's the other issue. And the same thing we're going to have with the autonomous vehicles. If you've got these cars that are running 24/7 and every 10 minutes you get new people coming in there and you don't have restrictions on who can bring food and drinks in the vehicle, that could get very dirty too, right?
Well, you know, look, that's autonomous drive. And so Uber and Lyft are working on autonomous stuff. I don't know if Lyft is, but I know Uber is for sure. And I recently did a podcast with Harry Campbell, the rideshare guy. And he has this big following of Uber and Lyft drivers, people that drive for the food delivery services like Postmates and whatnot. And he said the way that he got into that was by doing some driving on his own and then blogging about it or talking about it in Facebook groups. And, you know, one of the most elementary things is, you know, what to do when... You know, the drunk passenger vomits in your car. And it's like, okay, well now how, if you take the driver out of the equation, then what, a computer knows that a drunk person got in the back of the car and that the car needs to go into the shop for clean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things like that need to be figured out. And worked on, obviously they're working on them, but I think we're sliding all over the topic. This wasn't the plan for this podcast.
Yes.
What else did you have in mind for this one? And do we even need to do a second one at this point in time? I mean, do we cover everything on this whole event?
Well, I think the other thing that was really talked about during the conference was that We need to be able to make it easier for transit users to connect to other modes of transportation. Because when you're riding transit, it's not going to take you to that final destination. So that's why there's all this talk about bike share, riding scooters, walking.
But so this is where I think we're overthinking it.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
The final mile. What are we going to do about the final mile? Oh my God. Scooters are the final mile. What about walking?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on, just walk.
Yes, just
walk. We don't need technology for that. Yeah. We've had it for a long time.
We've had this.
It's called shoes.
Yes, we've had this for all this time. But that is so true. So, yeah, I was talking to a friend and she's like, I don't understand it. What's the point of scooters? Why not just walk? She told me the exact same thing. I don't see what the advantage is. I mean, you've got these scooters.
It's a fun novelty for if you're a tourist coming to LA and you've just heard about the Marina del Rey area or quote unquote now Venice/Silicon Beach.
Yeah.
And you know, you go there and, you know, have a drink down by the ocean and, you know, enjoy the sunset and, you know, whatever, hop on a scooter. Okay. But I'm thinking out loud right now. I was at an event a couple months back at UCLA and, you know, there were scooters all over there, both birds and the Lime bike scooters.
Yeah. It's really popular on the west side and especially in those.
But okay, so for tourists and for college kids.
Yes.
So for the college kids, it's replacing the Honda Spree that people were riding when
I
was in college.
And I don't really see it here in downtown, quite honestly.
I see it occasionally.
Yeah.
But not like, so I don't know.
Not the way that people are talking about
it. But these companies are growing like crazy. Is it real growth?
That's a good question.
Is it VC hype that's going to collapse like Groupon stock? Or is it Groupon or Living Social or both of them?
Living Social.
Living Social?
Yes. At this point, it appears to be a lot of hype. When I was down in Long Beach for the conference, I did see a number of scooters. And some of them, they're just laying on the sidewalk. So
a lot of them.
The same thing that we talked about bikes, right? The cleanliness of the...
Yeah.
Applies to the scooters because they're literally on the street.
You're right.
Yeah.
And they're orphaned. I mean, the whole concept of the whatever they call the nesters, right? The people that go and pick them up in the middle of the night and, you know, to bring them back and charge them up or whatever.
Yeah.
However that works. I get it, but I don't get it. And time will tell.
Yeah. I think a lot of people they're trying to figure out new ways to connect people. And at this point it's
so my bird scooter is going to help me connect with somebody?
Connect you to that final mile after you get off your
after I wore a hole in my
get
shoe
off the bus or you get off the blue line, I don't know.
All right. Okay. So I think we tore the concept of this podcast being one of two into that doesn't work. We didn't tear it. We put it together into one. So it's just one podcast, right?
I guess.
So,
yes.
So did we or did we not?
We did.
Okay. So what else? Is there anything else that we need to cover about the California Transit Association fall conference?
The other thing is using apps to make it easier for people. A lot of times, if you're riding a bus or using a rail line, right, you may not know what the times are. So hopefully with technology and using the apps, then it makes it easier to connect to all these different modes of transportation. That and using car sharing services.
Yeah. Okay.
So that there was definitely a lot of talk about that.
If I'm taking public transportation, look, the bus is going to be late sometimes because the garbage truck is going to cut it off or the delivery truck for the U.S. mail.
They're dealing with the same issues that anyone else would be using. Using a private automobile.
So then the public transportation company should give me an app that shows when the bus is showing up, just like my Uber driver does.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
I think that's something that a lot of the agencies are working
on.
One other thing
about is electric buses.
right? We got a little bit of electric bus activity.
Yeah, battery
right here
electric buses.
In Southern California. I know we have at least one electric bus company here in LA, right?
So the Proterra. Well, I mean, there's a number of, there's BYD.
Yeah.
There's a number. Yeah. Those are, I think, off the top of my head, those are the two big companies.
And I know they were participants of this show.
Yes.
Is there a rollout plan for electric buses in LA, in California, anywhere? Was that talked about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's what all the cities are moving towards, electric buses, for sure.
How soon are we going to see those?
I think we're going to be seeing those very soon, in the next 5 years.
Okay. No electric buses on the ground right now?
No, I believe there's a number of agencies that have electric buses right now, yes.
Locally here? LA City, LA County?
Well,
anywhere in Southern California?
Yeah, I don't know specifically which ones, but yes, we do.
Okay.
There are places that have electric buses, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, what, like 88 cities in the county of Los Angeles, just alone in the county. And most people don't realize that we have that many cities in LA County.
I didn't realize that myself.
And that's just LA County. But then you look at, we also have, what, Riverside County, San Bernardino, Orange County, Ventura County.
All right. And we have a handful of electric bus companies that are working right out of Southern California. So they're working to equip the Southern California company. You know what? I emailed back and forth one of the CEOs, the electric bus companies. We need to do a story on them, either me or you. We need to get iDrive SoCal talking to some electric bus companies, see what's going on from their perspective. But all right, Professor. So at the top of this podcast, we promised it was going to be one of two. But at the bottom of this podcast, I think we're going to officially say that it's not one of two, it's one of one.
Okay.
Yes. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. This is live, everybody. Yeah. We're deciding this as we speak. So, Professor, thank you as always. Unless there's anything else, are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Excellent. For iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you as always for tuning in.
This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.